Well, we're going to go down to Petco, celebrating their 13th anniversary. This is a gentleman who's covered a lot of games down at the old Murph, Qualcomm, and he's one of the best baseball writers in the country, writes for Bleacher Report. And that's Scott Miller. Scott, how are you?
Real good, Marty. How are you today, my friend?
Well, very good. We're glad to have you on, and I was saying this is the 13th anniversary of Petco. Doesn't seem that long, does it? I mean, it just seems like it opened.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the time flies. Years seem to speed by. And no, you all of a sudden you look up and it does. It's still kind of, you know, you walk into Petco, it seems to still have that new car smell. And yet you look up, it is the 13th anniversary. And in fact, the Giants were in town to help open it.
That's right. Bruce Bochy was the manager of the Padres back then. And you covered Bruce Bochy in the early years and you see him today. You see a difference in Bruce Bochy, Scott, in some way?
You know, I think he's a little calmer, and I think that comes with time. I mean, you know, he's always been lean toward the calm side, but his you know, the trigger on his temper used to go a lot quicker than it does now. And you know, I think that's you build a resume like Boch has, and you've reached a point where he has. You've seen it all, or at least you've seen most things. You know, you become a lot more comfortable with yourself as a manager and with things you can't control. And, you know, I know I talked to him this spring in Scottsdale from the standpoint of his health. You know, I mean, you know, he's had a couple of scares in the last few years. And, you know, those of us that know him and well and really, really like him, you know, I've been concerned, and you know, he said he's doing great. I just happened to ask him this spring, and you know, to your point about how he's changed. You know, I think maybe the health scares in the last few years have helped change him also just a little bit. I know he told me he thought he was a little calmer since you know you have those health scares, and you learn, you know, hey, you better let go of things you can't control because. You know, otherwise, it begins to affect a lot of things. But, you know, he's in many ways, too, the same old Boch. You know, he's just kind of that, you know, deep bear of a voice guy that kind of laconic in his speech patterns and total baseball guy through and through. And I think a Hall of Fame manager.
Yeah, I think so. Scott Miller's with us. He writes for Bleacher Report. Well, how do you like the opening series, Giants and Padres? I mean, you've covered a lot of Padre games, and they're redoing it and rebuilding. But I'll tell you one thing, that bullpen, and you've covered them in years with Otsuka and Hoffman and all these guys. And, heck, it looks like they've got the bullpen down again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see. It's early yet, and Brandon Maurer is off to a really good start as their closer. And of course, like he'd gone 3 days in a row, and so Andy Green, the manager, didn't want to use him last night. So we saw Ryan Buchter, the lefty, and yeah, the bullpen seems to have done. You know, it's off to a good start. You know, interesting Padres team. Obviously, they've hit the reset button, and you know, they've been a little bit surprising so far. In fact, on Friday before the first game of the series, which actually was the Padres' home opener, I saw. You know, the press box early, I saw Matt Chisholm, who I think does a great job as Giants media relations director. And, you know, I saw Matt and said, geez, first of all, congratulations on you guys finally getting out of Arizona after about 2 months, you know. And second of all, after the rough series to start in Arizona, you know, I told him, I said, geez, I said, you guys, I think, are in about the right place. You know, the Padres just, they look pretty sketchy at times up in Los Angeles. They're rebuilding. The pitching's been very shaky. And, you know, like Matt said, he shook his head. He's right. He said, yeah, he said, but the Padres always seem to give us trouble. And so far in the first two games of this series, that's proven to be true. And, you know, the Padres lineup is might sneak up on some people this year. Manuel Margot, the leadoff hitter, obviously has given the Giants fits the first 2 days here. Matt Cain and Madison Bumgarner and Hunter Renfro, the right fielder, is, you know, pretty good hitter. Those two are real good-looking rookies, Margot and Renfro. And, you know, they've got a couple guys in the middle of the lineup. Everybody knows about Will Myers. And then Yanhervis Solarte is a very good hitter. So, you know, we'll see how the third game plays out this afternoon. But obviously the Giants can use a win.
Yeah, they can, you know, especially coming home for the home opener tomorrow against an Arizona team that's all of a sudden 5-1, and Colorado's 5-1, and that's their next homestand. You know, when you look at the schedule, you say, all right, you open up with Arizona for 7 games, you know, you should be okay, then Colorado early in the season, and all of a sudden you're looking at a team right now, the two teams are 10-2 going into today's games.
Yeah, just amazing. I'm a little more surprised by Colorado's start simply because Ian Desmond was hit with a pitch this spring. You know, he was going to be a key hitter for them this year, and he broke his hand, and we won't see him until probably early May. Also, with the Rockies, their pitching is so young. You know, they had a couple of veterans they were hoping maybe it'd step up, and they get some injuries, and you know, they've really got a young rotation. Diamondbacks, on the other hand, I'm not completely surprised. I mean, I don't know that they're going to win 5 out of every 6 games they play this year, Marty, but you know, you always get that question, and I'm sure, you know, all of us in radio and right on the writing end of things like to talk about during spring training, you know, who do you figure the surprise teams are going to be this year? Because, you know, every year there's somebody that comes out of the blue that nobody was expecting. And Arizona was my pick in the National League to be a surprise team. I don't know that they're going to contend. But my reasoning was pretty simple. A year ago, a lot of people really liked that Arizona team. And this year, they were forgotten about after they clunked. You know, they were a clunker last year. And I don't think that Arizona was, you know, they might not be able to match all those expectations of a year ago. But I also don't think they're as bad as they played a year ago. I don't look at them and see a 69-win team. I mean, that Paul Goldschmidt, David Peralta, A.J. Pollock, of course, being back is a huge key. And I think you look around, they've still got a lot of the weapons everybody was so excited about last year. And, you know, it comes down like to – it usually does, pitching. And I think Greinke, you know, maybe is never going to be as good as he was 2 years ago in Los Angeles, but I think he'll be better than he was last year in Arizona. Shelby Miller can't be any worse. And Patrick Corbin's pretty good. So with a little bit of health, again, I don't know that the Diamondbacks are going to, you know, win the division this year, but I don't see them as that 69-win team. I think they're going to give teams trouble.
Yeah, and they score runs in the middle of the game. And, of course, they did beat Melanson and Law late in the game, but they knocked the starters out, which is really unusual. Usually starters can get a lead and turn it over to the bullpen, but both Cleveland and the Giants, they got whacked around in the middle of the game by the Diamondbacks. Hey, Scott Miller with us from Bleacher Report. Scott, tell us about Clayton Richard. Because last night, Chacin pitched. I said, well, gee, Bumgarner, Chacin, this one looks like favorable for the Giants. Today, Cueto, Clayton Richard, but Clayton Richard comes off a shutout against the Dodgers.
Yeah, he does. He looked really good early this week. And, you know, Clayton Richard, I don't know that he's going to have many games as good this season as he looked against the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium last week. You know, Clayton Richard basically – you would think you would know what you're going to get with him. He's a lefty. He's been around several years. He had reached a point where he kind of washed out as a starter. And a year ago, he was in the Chicago Cubs bullpen. Right. In the last couple of years, he was more of that lefty out of the pen. But you know, things didn't work out with the Cubs as they rearranged their bullpen on the fly during the season last year. They eventually let him go. He ended up back in San Diego where he last started several years ago after coming up with the White Sox. The Padres got him in the Jake Peavy deal several years ago. So now here he came back last year, and as the Padres are hitting that rebuild button, they viewed Clayton Richard as, well, here's a guy, maybe a veteran who could basically eat up some innings, because a year ago, you know, they had the Rule 5 kid, Louis Perdomo, who's really progressed over the last year. He was in the rotation last year, for example, and they were going to have to, you know, he was going to run at his innings limit. A couple other young kids were going to be out of innings. So they needed a veteran, basically a stopgap veteran. And that's why they got Clayton Richard last year. And you know, he was fairly well stretched out with the Cubs because even though he's coming out of the bullpen, he wasn't one of these one batter lefty specialist. He could pitch a few innings at a clip. So, you know, he came and kind of resurrected himself as a starter last year and re-signed with the Padres this year. And again, as you mentioned, Chacin and as they're rebuilding, they wanted to get a couple of veterans in that rotation who, you know, at least in the Padres' view, could eat up some innings and at least know what they're doing out there in the midst of all these young kids. And, you know, first start this year, Clayton Richard certainly surpassed all of that. Now, one thing is, you know, Marty, the Dodgers last year struggled badly against left-handed starters. And this year, not only Clayton Richard shut him down, but the lefty Anderson in Colorado handcuffed him pretty good the other day, too. So that's why I said I think Richard, maybe all the circumstances were right and the stars were aligned for his first start this year, because the Dodgers do at times struggle against lefties. That said, he was hitting his spots. He's not a guy that's going to overpower you. He's going to have to pitch, hit his spots and kind of dissect you as he goes. And that's what he did to the Dodgers. We'll see what he does this afternoon against against the Giants.
Yeah, what a crazy week of baseball. I appreciate having you on. What's the weather like today?
Kind of cool for San Diego. You know, in fact, last night at the game, it was pretty windy. Not San Francisco wind, but fairly windy for San Diego down at Petco last night. It's kind of similar today. It's, you know, it's going to be mid-60s. And with a little bit of a breeze. So, you know, you would think it would favor the pitchers, but we'll see.
Yeah, you never know. I thought last night it was going to be different, and who knows what we'll see today. I appreciate you being on, and when I think of San Diego baseball, I think of you, and I know you've spent many years covering Bochy, so I appreciate your thoughts on him. Have a great day, Scott, and you coming up here for the opener at all? Are you coming up this week?
You know, I'm not coming up this week. I'm sure I'll be at your place at some point this summer. Not exactly yet sure when. Always like to take that opportunity when it arises, though, because combination of AT&T Park and the city of San Francisco, it's phenomenal. So I'll see you sometime this summer.
Well, I appreciate you being on. Thanks for the report. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Scott Miller of Bleacher Report. Boy, he's all over it. And that's the flavor of Padre baseball, a little bit hopeful. A little apprehensive and, you know, sort of giving somewhat, I wouldn't say a ringing endorsement to Clayton Richard today. So we'll see. Quaito and Clayton Richard, we'll see how it turns out. One more break and we'll be back to set up the game for you right after this.